Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Spent a lot of time first hour talking about J.J. Watt. Oh, going to the Cardinals. Didn't improve their Super Bowl odds. Didn't improve their odds to win the NFC West. But it's a nice reprieve from the quarterbacking carousel. Come in, stay a while, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter at danpatrick.com, at dpshow, I should say. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, please do. We send it out every day, Monday through Friday. It summarizes the show. It's the Cliff Notes version. Doesn't cost you anything. You can sign up at danpatrick.com. Enter your email address in the box that comes out bottom right-hand corner, and Mario will make sure that he sends it out to you. Over 30,000 people have signed up for the newsletter. A lot of great things there in the coming weeks if you're a member, danpatrick.com. NFL free agency sometimes can feel like a big game of Clue because we're all football detectives. We're trying to figure out who's going where. Nobody knew that J.J. Watt was going to go to Arizona. He probably ruined the day for insiders yesterday because he was his own insider. He was the source. No one got the scoop. And there was a guessing game going on. There was his Peloton handle had Super Bowl 56, Green Bay, Cleveland, Buffalo. And then he came out and said, I don't have a bike. Nice try. But he had a little bit of fun with it, but at a certain point, then it becomes business. And J.J. Watt played reporter, and he won the game of Clue. But the bigger story here, how much is he going to win in Arizona? How important was that? It doesn't sound like he was trying to chase a ring because of all the teams that were on that list. Arizona would have been probably at the bottom of those teams with chances to win a Super Bowl. I just thought that the Texans maybe misread the market because all these teams, these are all contenders interested in J.J. Watt. And could they have gotten something for J.J. if they had traded him? Here is J.J. Watt upon landing in Arizona on the owner of the Cardinals' private plane.
I'm very excited. My wife and I are very excited to be here. Mr. Bidwell, Steve, everybody here has been unbelievable so far. And I'm just excited to get started. I'm very excited to get started, get to work, get to know the people of Arizona, and to go to work to try and help win a championship. And the one thing that I can promise you is I'm going to work my ass off every single day to make you proud. And I'm very proud to be a part of the Bird Gang in the Red Sea. So let's get started.
Okay, let's get started. Turns 32 in March, and he's going to work his butt off. Make you proud. McLovin, what's the poll question today?
What made J.J. Watt pick Arizona? Money? lifestyle or chance to win a Super Bowl. 57% say lifestyle runs away with it.
He is going to pair up with Chandler Jones. And when's the last time a team had two guys who had at least 100 sacks? Most career sacks among active players, Von Miller, 106, J.J., 101, Justin Houston, 97.5. Chandler Jones has 97. But when's the last time you had two active players? Was it the Colts with Freeney and Mathis? Does that sound about right? Also, when you start to think about players after the age of 32, it's not foreign on, you know, the possibility of players having a resurgence here. Bruce Smith had 84 sacks after turning 32. Kevin Green had 75. Chris Dolman had 73. Reggie White had 63.5. Julius Peppers, 59.5. Ricky Jackson, 55.5. Ed Too Tall Jones, 51.5. I don't know how their health compared to J.J. Watt's, but just staying healthy. And J.J. did play, I think, in every game last year. And I think he was double-teamed more than any other edge rusher. Does that sound right? About 30% of the time he was double-teamed. So he's going to still bring a lot of attention. This should be great news for Chandler Jones, his teammate there. But Bruce Smith had 84 sacks after the age of 32. Could almost make a case that Bruce Smith had two Hall of Fame careers prior to turning 32 and then after, and same with Reggie White as well. But it looks like that number is around 125. You get to 125 sacks, you're probably going into the Hall of Fame. What, you know, J.J.'s going to the Hall of Fame because he got three Defensive Players of the Year awards. But Chandler Jones, you know, puts up another 30 sacks or so. He might be a Hall of Famer, believe it or not. Yeah, Paul.
Another thing to keep an eye on, Larry Fitzgerald. I found articles from 6 years ago. Larry Fitzgerald, it was 2014. He was 31 years old. He had 63 catches and two touchdowns. It was the worst season of his career. He had talked about retiring after that season. This is 14-15. He went on to have 109 catches, 107 catches, 109, three Pro Bowls. He's still now a good wide receiver. His numbers are lower. But he's in striking distance in the next 2.5 seasons of Jerry Rice, the most unbreakable record.
Mm.
And now he's got a team that's more promising.
Yeah, because when Larry was there, nobody else was there. It was just Larry. You didn't know who his quarterback was, unless it was, you know, Carson Palmer, Kirk Warner, the Max Hall era.
Oh, no.
But if I'm Larry Fitzgerald, now it's even harder to retire because it felt like it was inevitable. And now he's probably going, wait, I recognize these guys. I know who these guys are. These guys are actually good. Why would I leave? Yeah, Paulie?
And Larry Fitzgerald and J.J. Watt on the same team. That much goodness in one locker room?
Oh, goodness.
The Walter Payton Man of the Year Awards.
Goodness. Todd Fritz has mock headlines on J.J. Watt joining the Arizona Cardinals.
I do.
Okay.
You all set?
No. No, we're never set. Do we need music for Todd's mock headlines?
Drown me out.
Yeah. Well, we just want to accentuate. Seton begrudgingly hit the music.
Hughtown feeling deserted.
Like, man,
like the Arizona desert.
You gotta start off a little better than that, because you're the one that calls it Hughtown, not H-Town.
How about this old reference? 99 Luft balloons go by. Watt takes talents out west.
Once again, you're stuck in the 80s, Todd.
How about Dynamite? Good times ahead for J.J. Now we're going
another
even
80s,
further back.
Another 70s reference.
I used to have that shirt, the Kid
continue,
Dynamite.
Continue.
Okay, Canyon Dig It.
Nope, that's not good either.
Defensive end gets grand new start.
No.
You didn't let me finish it. Canyon Dig It. In the zona, Watt feeling fresh and focused. He's in the zona.
Don't repeat.
Kingsbury crowned with new jewel. Got a new toy to play with. Are Cards now a D-hop, skip, and jump away from NFC title? A D-hop. Oh, I can't say it twice. Diamondback in the rough. Look what the Cards found. Arizona Diamondback. Coyote ugly. Watt leaves Tex mess behind. Like the Phoenix Coyotes. Will you marry me? Kyler enamored with Watt signing.
I can hear my own heart beating.
I can hear your heart beating.
I encourage Ryan and Honolulu to bail me out to beat those.
Speaking of which, Ryan and Honolulu with mock headlines. Give me your three best, Ryan.
Aloha, Dan.
Aloha.
No arguments here. No arguments here, handsome. We'll do. If you bet on JJ to Green Bay, you lost all your cheddar.
All right.
That one was a bit cheesy, Dan.
Thank you, Ryan.
J.J. Watt to Cardinals joins Kurt Warner and Larry Fitzgerald in long line of effing good-ass dudes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you got one more.
It'll be a cold day in Houston when J.J. Watt leaves in a U-Haul with a high motor.
Not bad.
Thank you, Ryan.
High motor.
Oh, man.
Aloha.
Yeah, aloha. Aloha means goodbye, too.
A long day ahead for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hour one.
Yeah.
Or hour two.
Hour two. Okay. But
and he's in Hawaii, so like he's got an entire day ahead of him.
What's it, like 3 a.m. there?
Yeah.
Something like
that. Oh, wow. That makes so much sense now. You know, I never put Ryan in the context of calling at 3 a.m. Man, does it make a lot of sense now.
I don't know if he's just waking up or just going to bed. Todd, you got no excuses.
There wasn't anything there?
No.
That was close to something?
No, no. Horrible.
You stayed away from what happened
no.
or what was that?
I know. We were thinking about coming up with a t-shirt, and Todd always suggests, what happened? Or
exclamation point.
Yeah, and I just said, no.
That happened. What happened?
I know, but I don't want to see it from a mile away when you give me one of these suggestions. Like, I love when I go, oh, wow, okay, I didn't see that one coming. You are Captain Obvious.
I kind of am. But I had something there.
No, you didn't.
Using the exclamation point over
no,
the question mark
you
made it extra special.
Some nice parting gifts for you, Todd. Thanks for playing.
I got a copy of the Dan Patrick Show board game.
Here. Get a, yeah. The audience is bored. That's the board game.
It's mean.
Thank you. Tua Tagovailoa, the Dolphins quarterback, was talking about his former teammate, Mac Jones. And this courtesy of Yahoo Sports, where Tua had some high praise for Mac Jones.
I would say he's a sly, kind of athletic person. He's a more mobile Tom Brady. You know, he's very athletic, I would say. But he's very smart, too. You know, not just on the field. He's smart off the field as well.
Okay. Is there a less athletic Tom Brady? Like he's a more athletic Tom Brady.
Holy cow, he's faster than Tom Brady?
I might be a more athletic Tom Brady. Yes, Eden.
I love, too, the way like the media's like, oh, did you hear what Tua just said about Brady taking shots?
I didn't.
No kidding. Everybody's more athletic than Tom Brady. You hear the dude even laughs in the moment in there.
I don't think Tua was taking a shot at Tom.
No, I know, but that's the way people react to hearing like, oh, a more athletic Tom Brady or a more mobile Tom Brady. Like, dude, chill out. It's just, no kidding.
If you're
no.
Brady, don't you celebrate your lack of athleticism? Doesn't it make what you do more impressive that you can't run?
Yeah, I guess.
Look at Peyton Manning. He's one of the great quarterbacks of all time, and he can't run 30 steps.
Well, then do we look at Jokic and say that what he does more with less than anybody in the NBA?
Yeah.
Because he can't run, he can't jump.
But he's tall, though. Does that change the formula a little bit?
There are a lot of guys who are tall in the NBA.
He's gigantic, though. But I think the weirder part of that is Mac Jones is being compared to Tom Brady. Like, nobody compares anyone to Michael Jordan or LeBron. Like, Mac Jones, this is the greatest quarterback of all time. Doesn't that seem weird?
It does.
No, I got that, but I just thought I have to soften it a little bit if I'm Tua, don't I? Just a little bit. Like he reminds me of Matt Cassel. Like he's better than Matt Cassel. He's a more athletic Matt Cassel. Like I would start there before I'd get to Tom Brady. I love comps. I'm fascinated with comps, but I think you could have probably found another quarterback in there. You know, he kind of reminds me of a less athletic Mitchell Trubisky. Yes, McLovin.
I think the rap on Mac Jones is he looks not good with his shirt off.
Not good. Well, Brady didn't either.
That's why I think
you
the
don't
Brady
play
thing.
With your shirt off.
I know. I think that's why Mac Jones is getting this Brady comparison because they both look kind of not fit.
Right, Paulie, you got a player comp?
Yes, I got a player comp on Mac Jones, and it's the first one I found. Okay. Here's a hint: this guy was a highly touted quarterback at a big school. Oh. And has had an average NFL career.
No, I was going to go Chad Pennington.
Okay, a little less, even a lesser of a career. This guy did not work out that well, but he's still a backup.
Okay.
Played on the West Coast. Very hot quarterback out of high school. Pretty hot in college. Jones could be similar to this quarterback because he's got
Mark
similar.
Mark Sanchez?
Close. Matt Barkley.
Oh.
Same height and weight as, and they compare him to Barkley with Mac Jones.
Hmm. Okay. But that's the praise with Mac Jones. But Tua's not alone. There's a lot of scouts who have a lot of nice things to say about Mac Jones. Yeah, McLovin.
I got one from our buddy Lance Zierlein at NFL.com. A.J. McCarron.
Okay, same school. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is that too easy to go same school? Are they similar in any other way?
They're white. They're right-handed.
Big winners.
They played for Nick Saban. I don't know if Mac's girlfriend looks like, wife.
Does. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They never got pass rushed in college because their line was dominant.
Yeah. Had a lot of talented wide receivers with him.
That's like you're talking about Dwayne Haskins and Tua, like same issue.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, Justin Fields is the same way. Although I feel like I learned more about Justin Fields with his second year and even the Clemson game where he got hit. And he continued to play. I want to know when things don't go well, how you perform. Because how many times does Ohio State take the field and they're the underdog? It's really, really rare. When you are an underdog or something doesn't go your way, then how do you react? And that's what I want to know with these quarterbacks. And I feel like I have a better handle on Justin Fields than I did Dwayne Haskins. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. I'll talk about James Harden, who's now being mentioned. Harden had an unbelievable game last night, and now starting to get a little bit of MVP talk. Also, we learned the Atlanta Hawks coach, just because he got fired, Lloyd Pierce, who I always thought was the name of one of the characters in Dumb and Dumber. Like, it sounded like... Oh, that's Lloyd Pierce, but that's the Atlanta Hawks coach who got fired yesterday. You usually don't know some of these teams, their head coaches, until they get fired. Like, you sort of remember there's an introductory press conference, and you go, oh, okay, nice, they got a coach. And then you go, the Atlanta Hawks who fired their coach, oh, who is it? Lloyd Pierce. Oh, okay. Yeah, Paul.
Some of the luminaries with the Hawks that were previous, Mike Budenholzer, Larry Drew, Mike Woodson, Terry Stotts, Lon Kruger. Mm. That sums up the past 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, can't get it right. And, you know, they're still haunted by trading the rights to Luka Doncic. You know, they got Trae Young, but I think the draft pick they got was Cam Reddish. So they got the draft pick to get Trae Young, and I think they used that pick for Cam Reddish, if I'm not mistaken there. Yeah, Paulie.
We were discussing before the show, had the Atlanta Hawks ever made the Eastern Conference Finals? And we were thinking maybe back in the day of...
Dominique?
They made it in 2014-15. In the Eastern Conference Finals versus the Cavs, they got swept.
Was that the 60-win team?
Yeah, they won 60 games. Paul Millsap, how do you forget those days?
That is a Hall of Good All-Star team.
Oh, my God. This team is Paul Millsap, Kyle Korver, Damari Carroll. These are the stars of the team, the luminaries.
Well, they're starters.
Yeah, starters.
Yeah.
Al Horford, Jeff Teague, Dennis Schroeder, Thabo Sefolosha.
Wait, you had Millsap and Horford on the same team?
Yeah.
You got 14-9 right there.
Yeah. And Schroeder is pretty much in the Hall of Good, too.
And that team won 60 games and went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Hmm. Yes, he.
Can I interrupt quickly for an update from Ryan in Honolulu?
Yes.
He apparently woke up at 3:30 a.m. today because, quote, the stock market waits for no one.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ryan.
He's up early.
Aloha.
Getting cash.
Yeah. Players Championship is coming up March 11th through the 14th on Golf and NBC, the TPC Sawgrass. We'll take a break. We'll check in with the popular sports columnist, radio host in Arizona, Dan Bickley, will join us coming up on the program. And I'll give you my thoughts on James Harden now, apparently, working his way into the MVP conversation. It's coming up on 20 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Oh, I love telling you about great, great things like Discover. Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards shaped like cash. You already know there's cash inside before you open it, but in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match. And you don't even have to say it. Send a thank you there. It's called Cashback Match, only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover.com/match. Discover something brighter. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
I wondered aloud the last time you had two teammates who had at least 100 career sacks together. Last time it happened was 1999, John Randall and Chris Dolman. Prior to that, Leslie O'Neal, Derek Thomas. Who else in here? Chris Dolman, Kevin Green, Bruce Smith, Jim Jeffcoat, Reggie White, Sean Jones. Reggie White also in here again. Bruce Smith in here again. Ricky Jackson and Richard Dent. Dwight Freeney. Mathis reached 100 in Indy in 2013. That was Freeney's first year in San Diego. But you're going to have J.J. Watt, who already has 100 sacks, and Chandler Jones is on the doorstep there to get 100 sacks in his career. Dan Bickley, the sports columnist, radio host on Arizona Sports 98.7 FM, is back with us. Bick, great to talk to you again. How's morale in Arizona?
Oh, it's never been better, Dan. I tell you what, nothing like a star, superstar like J.J. Watt to make you conveniently forget a football team that really choked a playoff berth that was right in front of him last year in Arizona. So he is the big feel-good story. He's the big rallying point. It's a great public relations move for this franchise, Dan.
Did anybody have any inkling that Arizona was on the radar for J.J.?
No, you know, we talked about it, but we kind of assumed a couple of things here. Number one, that J.J. Watt wouldn't want to come to a team that was kind of not exactly Super Bowl close. And secondarily, the Cardinals have a lot of needs, man. And we just didn't think they'd go shopping for a luxury item like J.J. Watt. But there's been a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. DeAndre Hopkins has been an active recruiter. You know, maybe the Cardinals will go full blast here and try to get into the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. That would be something.
Well, I did wonder about that. And I know this was on social media yesterday, because you could send Kyler Murray back to Texas, where he's a legend, high school legend there. But do you think that the Cardinals would entertain the possibility of trying to trade for Deshaun Watson?
You know what? I would, given their history with the Texans, I would never say no to anything. I think it's a little too much for them to chew off DP. But, you know, there are serious questions with Kyler Murray. The kid flashed, but I mean, you guys, as a radio broadcast, you are one of the first to see how sometimes not relatable he can be and how quirky can be communicating with him. And he's not exactly this full blown leader like they have in Buffalo with Josh Allen. So, to me, the quarterback piece in Arizona, as tantalizing as Kyler Murray looks, I still have a lot of questions about this kid and how comfortable he's going to feel playing in the NFL, given his size and given his limitations and given the fact that this offense around him last year did nothing if he wasn't taking off and running with the football. So if I were them, I try to make this whole thing a Texans reunion here in Arizona. I'd throw my hat in, no doubt about it.
I'm also trying to figure out where the Cardinals rank. Their Super Bowl odds didn't change with the signing of J.J. Watt. Their odds to win the NFC West did not change whatsoever.
No.
I still have a lot of question marks here. I don't know how long you can rely on Larry Fitzgerald. Are you going to keep the defense together there? DeAndre Hopkins is wonderful, but I just don't know about this team. I don't know. I think they're a spoiler.
Yeah, the thing about this football team is the signing of J.J. Watt is great for a lot of different reasons, but the Cardinals didn't have issues on defense last year. They had Hassan Reddick and a special teams guy named Dennis Gardeck combined for over 20 sacks. Defense wasn't their issue. The issue is this offense and this head coach in Cliff Kingsbury, who's been thoroughly overmatched in 2 years at the helm here, and whether or not this thing is going to ascend and whether or not he can build an offense featuring Kyler Murray that doesn't rely on these helter-skelter scrambles. And that's the big issue. And then where are the wide receivers going to come from? This is a team that drafted Andy Isabella over DK Metcalf. And they're not the only team to miss on DK Metcalf, but they've missed on a lot of guys recently. So there's a lot of issues here that J.J. Watt does not solve, which is kind of what's interesting about this. But at the same time, they need a culture creator here in the worst way. They need a guy who comes in and sets a level of accountability, because there's not a whole lot of that around here. This team is highly penalized. They don't always show up ready to play on Sunday afternoon. So, you know, focus is an issue. So they need somebody to get them on point, given the weird dynamics of the hierarchy here in Arizona.
Are you sold on Cliff Kingsbury as the coach?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I was in on this at the very beginning, coming out of what we experienced in Arizona post Bruce Arians. The offense under Mike McCoy was about as awful as you could imagine. And that's saying something in Arizona. And I think what we all did here was like, heck yeah, we'll take a shot on somebody who's got a renowned offensive reputation in college, but he did it running a system that doesn't work full blown in the NFL. So to me, Cliff Kingsbury was a Hail Mary. It was a swing of the bat. And from what I've seen, particularly at the end of last year, I'm just not that impressed. I don't think this thing is going to work, but who knows? If Kyler Murray has the kind of year in year three, if he takes a quantum leap, he'll take everybody along with him.
You're kind of a buzzkill. Like,
I've heard that before, DP.
Maybe J.J. Watt should have spoken to you. Maybe he would fire you up.
Yeah, no, listen, I am fired up about J.J. Watt. This football team really needed something to grasp on to move past the way last season ended, where they got manhandled by a injury-decimated 49ers team, and then there was a debacle of a game at the end of the year against the Rams. Both times they win, they get in the playoffs, and they were at their very worst. So, yeah, I've got a lot of cause for concern, but I am very happy that there's something positive to rally around here. We've also got Chris Paul, and he's been terrific in Phoenix.
You like the chances of the Suns better than the Cardinals?
I do. I think if DeAndre Ayton can round into a player who has who can sort of end the passivity and if he can play with a little more ferocity, I think this team has got a real shot. They got a couple of guys in the final 5 minutes of a playoff game in Chris Paul and Devin Booker who can light you up, and they can get these games to a finish line. And I think the depth of talent around them right now is good enough that they're going to be in this game. I think they got a shot at the Western Conference Finals.
I'm going to have you on, as we get closer to the NFL playoffs and the Cardinals are in the playoffs, and then see what you think.
I hope you're right. You know, I'm always here for you, DP.
Thank you, Dan. That's Dan Bickley, the sports columnist, radio host on Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. Bick, great to talk to you again. Thank you, buddy. All right. That kind of changed the mood a little bit there. It's supposed to be a feel-good story, and J.J. Watt's in town, and all of a sudden, not sure about your quarterback, your coach. Defense wasn't the problem last year. Although, Bickley is right about that. I don't think people looked at the defense and go, boy, they got some real questions there. Now, the questions are, can you keep everybody? Are you keeping Patrick Peterson? You know, you got Buda Baker in there. You know, Chandler Jones in there. Is Reddick going to be there? I was also wondering this. If J.J. Watt got paid, what is Shaq Barrett worth? Because if JJ's getting that, Shaq Barrett's getting paid, and it won't be by Tampa Bay. Yeah, Paulie.
Were you guys a little surprised by his Kyler Murray lack of enthusiasm? I thought Kyler Murray this year, 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 picks, ran for 800 yards and 11 touchdowns. It didn't feel like there's any real question marks whether he's a big-time NFL quarterback anymore.
Well, I also think that you can look at overall stats, but then I want to know, what did you do in big moments? And that separates good from great, great from Hall of Famers in the NFL. Matthew Stafford has put up incredible numbers, but he doesn't have any moment where you go, thank God Matthew Stafford was on the field. And Kyler Murray put up great numbers, but can you be great when you need to be great? And we've seen that with certain quarterbacks, they seem to be better. They elevate themselves and their team. And other quarterbacks who seem to wilt, where you keep going, where are you? Why aren't you stepping up? A couple of phone calls here. Kevin in New Jersey. Hey, Kev, what's on your mind today?
Anything you want to talk about, Dan? I'm a big fan, man.
You pick. How about J.J. Watt, Kevin?
I think he's hold on. Let me think. J.J. Watt, probably a little overpaid right now, I would say, because he's, you know, getting up there in age. But, I mean, so he deserves the money.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you calling in. Yeah, Paul.
It's refreshing. No one ever asked you what you want to talk
about. It's
true. They always come in with a hot take.
No, it's nice. I mean, I get 3 hours to talk about what I want to talk about. I was giving Kev maybe a minute or two here. Jeremy in Alabama. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Dan. Did I ever tell you the story about how I became a Pittsburgh Steelers fan at 10 years old?
No, but you know what? Wait and save that for another day, though, Jeremy. I appreciate that.
I want to say that J.J. Watt's going for a Super Bowl because apparently if no one had no idea that Arizona was even talking to him, apparently they know something that the rest of the NFL doesn't know. And I think that the decision that gets made during the draft, that lets you know whether or not this decision of J.J. Watt coming in, that's where you decide where the win-loss is of him coming to Arizona, is the draft, because what I've been seeing, they're going to pick a quarterback.
I mean, they got the 16th pick in the draft. That's not going to change their fortunes. But thank you, Jeremy. It's just he's 32 years of age, going to be turning 32. And given what he's been through, that's an old 32. I just, in that division, let's just start with the Rams. Seattle, you know, that's sort of fluid right now with Russell Wilson. San Francisco, I have no idea. If everybody's healthy coming back, okay. But I don't think they have a healthy opinion of their quarterback. So Arizona's probably still fourth in the NFC West. Yeah, Paul.
Would you like to play the J.J. Watt 2021 sack game? I wish we had music for that.
Okay. The over-under J.J. Watt sack game for 2021.
Stand by.
Okay.
Last year he had five and a half sacks.
Okay, 5.5.
Yeah. I'm going to set it at double digits. So, 9 or fewer, 10 or over.
Well, he can get 9.5 sacks.
That would be, so under 10 is a... You got the other.
Okay, so it's going to be now 10.
10.
Okay.
But 10 is a win, not a push.
Hmm.
So 9.5 is a win if you bet under. 10 even is a win if you bet over. Kind of taking the push out
of it. Okay. Well, I'm going to start with you because you are right there as numero uno J.J. Watt fan.
Expecting 10 in September.
Just the month of September. Come on, Paul.
Would I not be me if I didn't go over? Yes, over.
Over. Yes. Todd?
I think he's got something to prove, and he is going to go over.
All right. McLovin?
I think he has a great year, but he goes under because they move him inside to play tackle.
Okay. Seton O'Connor?
I'm going to go under.
Go under. I'm going to go under as well.
Hater?
I'm going to go.
Sorry about that.
Hater.
You know you just said hater, too. You know that?
It was an accident.
You got that Tourette's where you, hater, what? I'm going to go 9.5 sacks for J.J. Watt.
Oh, so you predicted a decent season,
yes.
But under. That's good. You cover your bases. That's why you're you.
Yeah, so if he comes on, I'll say, man, I think you're going to have a great year. You could have double-digit sacks. So I have him at 9.5. Ted in Tampa is back on the program. Hi, Ted.
Hey, Dan, they changed the name of the town now. It's Champa Bay.
Oh, Champa Bay. All right.
Champa Bay, yeah, with the Stanley Cup, American League Baseball, U.S. Soccer League, Tampa Rowdies, and the Super Bowl. And you've been talking about how important it is, sacks. The number of sacks might lead J.J. Watt into the Hall of Fame. So what does our offense left tackle get for leading the league 4 years in a row in sacks allowed? And
Ted! You've got to stop this.
Offensive left tackle, 76. Number one in penalties and number one in
Ted won a Super Bowl, and he's still complaining about the left tackle. Ted. Ted! Celebrate, okay? Thank you, Ted. Ted spent the whole offseason talking about the offensive line. I said, they will make it better. Tristan Wirst. Yes, McLovin.
Everybody loves that left tackle now. Is it Donovan Smith? Like, he was a hero after.
I just, you know, here's
they got Ali Barpett supposed to be the best guard or whatever. Everyone loves that line now. Now.
Well, with Brady, Brady makes any offensive line work because he gets the ball away so quickly.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah, well, Jameis would, you know, take those seven-step drops or something. He was always trying for a home run there.
And that's the debate with Russell Wilson, too. How much is him waiting to make a big play?
Well, yes. And I believe that there is that's on him as well. That and it should be on him as well. Because if we give you credit for you extending a play, well, when you extend a play, you can hold on to the ball too long and get sacked. It's like Deshaun Watson. I don't know if Deshaun Watson can play 10 more years with the style that he plays. Now, I'm assuming his offensive line will be better, but he does hold on to the ball probably more so than any other quarterback. And I don't think that he can continue to play that way. Yeah, McLovin.
Are you not counting Lamar Jackson in that? Because no quarterback's ever carried like him. Ever run the ball.
Well, that's different with Lamar Jackson because it feels like that if he does run, like it can be by design, but he avoids hits as well.
It's safer.
Yeah, Deshaun gets hit.
But that being said, I mean, can Lamar Jackson keep up this pace for 10 years?
Probably not. Do you know who got sacked more times than any other quarterback last year? Paulie knows.
It's dear to your heart, Andrew. He was.
Last year? It can't be Dalton.
Carson Wentz.
Oh, yeah, because he held on to the ball.
You know,
he didn't know where to go.
Kyler Murray went from the most sacked quarterback his rookie year, 48 times, to only 27 times last year. Same amount of games.
Yeah.
It's so weird these days because those running quarterbacks, they shouldn't even count it as a sack if you tackle a running quarterback behind the line.
Who has a better chance of being a Pro Bowl player this upcoming season? J.J. Watt, Carson Wentz. Anybody want a piece of that? Yeah, McLovin.
It's got to be harder for Carson Wentz to make the Pro Bowl with all the star quarterback. But then again, like, are we talking third reserve who gets in after?
I just said Pro Bowl quarterback. For any reason. The next 2 years, who has a better chance, J.J. Watt or Carson Wentz? Anybody? Todd?
I'm going to go J.J. Watt. I don't think it's going to work out great for Carson. As much as I loved him back in the early days, and I was like, you know, Super Bowl week, and I was
think
all
it
on
is.
Carson.
I think Carson Wentz, I think he'll have a second career. Although you can make a case he's already had two careers where he was really good and then got injured and then he was really bad and now he's with the Colts. So he might have a couple of careers left in him. But I think that offensive line, those weapons, that coach, Carson Wentz, will be a Pro Bowl quarterback again one day. How's that? Yeah, McLovin.
If J.J. Watt plays 16 games, he's a Pro Bowler.
Just because he played 16 games?
Yeah, it's a Pro Bowl is a reputation thing, and who's not going to check J.J. Watt's name off?
I don't know. You might look at Carson Wentz and say, God, what a great story. I don't know. And chances are they're going to be in the playoffs, as good as that team is. I don't know if Arizona's going to be in the playoffs. All right, we'll take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Little revisionist history there with McLovin talking about Philadelphia and Carson Wentz. Philadelphia loved Carson Wentz. Didn't they call the state Wentzylvania?
Yeah, all that disappeared for some reason. You can ask Ross Tucker in hour three. He knows. Like, it just, I don't know what. Everyone forgot when Foles won the Super Bowl was Carson who?
Year two, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was great.
11-2.
11-2, but by the end, for some reason, he didn't capture the city's heart. I'm not sure why.
But Nick Foles did because he won a Super Bowl.
Yes, he'll never buy a drink in Philly.
By the way, in celebration of our one-year anniversary on our own after we left AT&T, I'm going to go live with Chat Row right after today's show. So join us a little bit after 12 Eastern on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheDanPatrickShow, answering questions, chatting with you on Chat Row. And Tyler, the moderator, will be handling those duties.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Your life is in his hands.
Yes, yes. My life is in his hands. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what up, though? One time for Chat Row. Happy anniversary. Listen, Dan, I was just wondering. Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl probably was one of the worst things for owners around the league, because now it seems a whole lot of people are just wanting to take their careers into their own hands, especially veterans that have been out there, that have put in the work. They want some of that shine. They want some of that hardware. My next question is, if Dan was the GM of the Arizona Cardinals, would you have pulled the trigger on that particular deal, or would you have waited?
Well, I don't think J.J. Watt puts me over the top, but if I'm going to change the culture of this team, and Dan Bickley, you know, pointed that out about 15 minutes ago, then that's different, because I got a young quarterback, I got an inexperienced head coach, and I got what can be a pretty good defense here. And J.J., I think, would be able to come in and give you a little bit more backbone there. So it depends on what you need, but would I have spent that money on J.J. Watt? I wouldn't, because it feels like Arizona has other needs besides defense. Now, if you're going to say he's going to fill in if somebody leaves, okay. But I would have probably looked to do something else. Yes, McLovin.
Where do you stand on that Deshaun Watson question you asked Bickley? Would you at least explore that if you were the Cardinals? Say, what do you want for Deshaun?
Well, it's always tricky when you do that because then I've got a quarterback who's young and then Kyler Murray all of a sudden doesn't feel like the franchise is behind him. That's why, I mean, I marvel at Jimmy Garoppolo that here's San Francisco actively looking for his successor and he's been okay with this or been quiet about this. And he was a first down away from winning the Super Bowl. Like it just, I don't know. Look, I'm not sold on Jimmy Garoppolo. Haven't been sold on Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, this all he does is win. Okay. But, you know, he could have won a Super Bowl. Pass doesn't get knocked down by Chris Jones. He wins a Super Bowl. Yeah, Paul.
Garoppolo is 24-8 in his career as a starter.
All he does is win.
He's only started 32 games. 32 games, and he's 29. He's 30 years old.
Yeah.
He feels younger because, you know, he started late.
Yeah. But if it's true that they're, you know, kicking the tires on Teddy Bridgewater, like, how's that happen? All right. They're not all in on him. And as much as his teammates, you know, they're, you know, some of them are very vocal by saying, hey, you know, media layoff of Jimmy Garoppolo. Talk to your own coach and GM. They're the ones that have actively pursued quarterbacks here. But if I'm Arizona, I would wait for the Texans to call me, let's put it that way. I wouldn't be active in seeking Deshaun Watson. Certainly not let that get out publicly. Yeah, Paul.
Let's say the Texans and Niners got together on a trade. If you're the Texans, would you want Jimmy Garoppolo in the trade or purposely not want him in the trade and start your own thing with a new guy?
Well, could I get Garoppolo for a year as a bridge quarterback? Yeah, I guess I would take Garoppolo, but that doesn't mean, because you can get out from underneath that contract after this next year, I think. And then maybe, you know, you can get your quarterback, draft a quarterback. Yeah, I guess. It feels like anybody they're trading with, they're getting their quarterback back in return. Final hour coming up, back after this. One more item in the second hour, Built Bar. Fritzy and I were talking about the salted caramel flavored Built Bar. I hear it's great. Todd says it is great. But if you haven't tried this one, make sure you get a chance. But there's so many great flavors. And I'm getting ahead of myself because this is a protein bar. High protein, low sugar, low calorie. And you're not alone if you start hoarding them like Todd has. Mint brownie, there's cookies and cream, there's coconut. Too many to name right now, but trust me, you're going to love all of these. Go check out all the delicious flavors. You go to BuiltBar.com. The promo code is DP20. You get 20% off your first order. You're not going to believe it when you taste how good these bars are. You got to check them out at BuiltBar.com. And remember, the promo code is DP20 to get 20% off your order. That's BuiltBar.com. Enter the promo code DP20. And let me know how the salted caramel Built Bar tastes, because I haven't been able to have one yet. Thanks, Fritz.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.